Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening, right?
This is my favorite song. Come on.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God.
I'm
Hallelujah. Great day. Great day. It's a great day. Hallelujah. Bless God, for God is God all by himself. Get the revelation. God is God all by himself, and he has made a dwelling place within the believers. Oh, yes. He has done everything that he's going to do. And he has created a dwelling place in the believers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I just welcome everyone to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And truly, a developmental institute where we can be developed. Amen. Glory and all glory belongs to God. All of it in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank everyone for being faithful to the call and walking in total faith, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Let your faith fail you not. Is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. Why? Because he made everything. He is everything. Amen. So I want you to begin to say, I can see clearly now that the rain is gone. Amen. Sometime when you're driving or you on this journey and it begins to rain, your eyesight maybe get a little foggy. If you're riding in your car, if you don't have that thermostat properly set, the windshield will get a little foggy. But we're talking about being able to see clear, not only what the Lord is doing, but what the Lord is showing you, what he is trying to reveal to you. Why? So that you can walk in kingdom best. So that you can be a prime example of what God has called you to be. Amen, amen. I am truly delighted and excited about how God rules and how he super rules and how he's all-knowing and how he's everywhere. At the same time, you know we serve an awesome God. You know there's nothing too hard for him. So I want to congratulate you on accepting him as your Lord and Savior. You know, finding the best and say, this one is who God have chosen for me. Amen. What do you mean, this one? This faith, the faith that Jesus died on the cross. And guess what? He did not stay dead. The resurrected power of Jesus Christ is now living in you. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. He is not dead. So you accepted him, and then he began to dwell. God began to dwell within us. Oh, yes, he'll dwell there. He'll dwell, you know, we say, in the secret place. In the secret place. Let God dwell in you. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Let him dwell in you. Let him live there. Let him take precedence over your heart, your mind, and your soul. Amen. God wants to inhabit the praises of his people. So He wants us to dwell with him as we feed him our praises. Amen, amen. Let's get connected to what the Lord is saying and what he's doing and how he's moving. So that means that there's a peace that will dwell in us as we dwell in the secret place. How about that? How about that? We adjust and we move and we create our atmosphere. Glory be to God. I want to talk to you briefly. What does it mean that God inhabits the praise of his people? See, when we began to praise God, we only can give what's on the inside. So we can't feed him anything that we don't have. So we have to run to the rock. We have to go in the secret place. We have to stay in the word. We have to lean not to our own understanding, acknowledge him in all our ways, so he may direct our path. So I'm prophetically speaking to you today, and I kind of got notes here and there, but nothing structured because I'm listening for a rhema word because I want to encourage you in the Lord. As you are being developed in your kingdom lifestyle, kingdom living, making adjustments, you know, striving to do the will of the Father. As you run to him and as he feed you, and then the more you begin to talk like him, look like him, act like him, feel like him, amen, and all things have passed away, and then all things become new. Why? Because you are dwelling in the secret place. See, a lot of times we think dwelling in the secret place, you know, we have to be in this enclosed area. You know, we want the lights off, or be it as it may, whatever, how you get into that secret place. But kingdom living is living in the secret place. Amen. We can live there, dwell there, be there. And we're not emotional. Amen. We're not argumentative. We're not focused on anything other than growing and becoming what God has called us to become. Amen. Everything else is old. Everything else is dead. All we see is doing the will of my father, my daddy, because I'm a sent one. Yes, because we're sent to do the work of ministry. We're called to bring the world to reconciliation, to reconcile oneself back unto God. So we don't have time for foolishness. Glory be to God. We don't have time for that because our time, and I talked about it last week, our time is numbered. Our time is numbered. Glory be to God. So we don't want to waste time. We want to get in the will of God, and we want to complete our assignment. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want to encourage you to, I want to take you to a couple scriptures. And one of the scriptures that the Lord gave me this morning, hallelujah, it's in 2 Peter. Amen. And I want you to turn to 2 Peter. And I pray that you have your Bibles. I pray that you prepare your heart. I pray that you're hungry and that you're thirsty for the word. Amen. Let's turn to 2 Peter. And if you would turn to chapter 3, excuse me, go down to, first of all, it was the second letter that he was sending, Paul was sending. Amen. Let me get my notes together here. All right, here we go. Glory to God. 2 Peter 3, and let's go down to verse 13. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says, but in keeping with his promises, we are looking forward to a new heaven, hallelujah, and a new earth where the righteousness dwells. Verse 14. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him, the same way in all his letters, speaking of them, of this matter. Hallelujah. His letter contains some things that are hard to understand, which ignorance and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Hallelujah. That's, and the word of God is so supernaturally blessed. I want you to begin to allow this word, the word of God, come off the paper, tabernacles of your heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you're moving. And we thank you right now that the word is saturating, penetrating our hearts, and that we're engulfed with revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God wants your undivided attention. You know, when I was in high school, no, it may have been junior high, I joined ROTC. And in joining ROTC, I joined it because of the structure. I joined it because I was interested to understand how did the teacher get them to stand at attention so long. So I'm going to say to you, attention. Hallelujah. Attention. And when I say at ease, soldier, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But right now, I need you to be at attention. Amen. Let us salute the Lord today, and let us begin to get the revelation of what God is trying to get into our spirits and our heart. And let us keep with his promises, and let us look forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Amen. See, the Bible says that we are the righteousness of God, but it's because of Jesus. It is not of our works. I don't want us to get it twisted. It's because he's righteous. It's because we embrace him. It's because he lives inside of us, and we have given him a dwelling place. See, he want to dwell with us. And when Jesus left the earth realm, what did he say? He said, I must go, but I'm going to send you a comforter, dwell. You know what dwell means. So he want to live inside of us. But if the temple is not clean, hallelujah, if it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a whole lot of there over there, God said, I will not dwell in an unclean temple. So if our minds, our emotions, our will, if we're all over the place, you know, just a little messy, can't dwell there. Oh, yes, he did. He said, I will not dwell in an unclean temple. But yet he said, I'm married to the backslider. So we have to get the revelation. We don't want to be in a backslidden state. He only said that so that we can understand that he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But there's a difference from him not leaving us and forsaking us and dwelling with us. I want him to dwell. You know, I want him to be comfortable in his place of dwelling with me. How about you? So we want to look forward to the righteousness of God dwelling in us. And whenever we get corrected, we fall, he said, I have not come to condemn you. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we want to condemn people. Sometimes we forget about that he have not given us the authority to walk in condemnation or either to be condemning others. Now, if you're correcting someone, that's different. But we don't want to condemn. We want to help them to become free. And we want to be free while we're helping. Amen? So if the Holy Spirit is going to dwell there, we have to constantly seek and search our hearts. Amen. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God, renew the right spirit, thy Holy Spirit. Depart from me. So we're talking about having a place in our hearts where the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord can dwell so that when we go into worship, when we go into praise, that God will inhabit the praises of his people. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to kind of set the foundation so that we can understand that he's going to start with us, okay? He's going to build his kingdom within us so that when we open up our mouth, that we're creating an atmosphere for everyone else around us. Why? Because the God inside of us is speaking. The God inside of us is creating the atmosphere because he's dwelling there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We say praise the name of Jesus. See, in Psalms 22 and 3, where the Bible talks about God inhabit the praises of his people, and I'm coming from the King James Version, where he stated, it states, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. And then other translations say, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praise, NIV version. And then another version says, God, you are holy. You sit as a king upon the praises of Israel. He will inhabit our praises. Listen, we feed him. You remember when Paul and Silas, hallelujah, do you remember when they were locked up in prison? And remember when they began to praise God? Remember when they began to praise him? I can imagine that how the prison wall, the doors just opened. I believe that their faith was shaking hell. I believe that when they began to praise the Lord and the jailer went to sleep, can you imagine God start patting his feet? Glory be to God, because they was feeding the Spirit of the Lord, and he shook the earth, and the cell just, boom, flew open the doors. Hallelujah. God made a way, and the doors, the prison doors, were open. See, he inhabit our praises. So it's incumbent upon us to know that in the midst of the pain, in the midst of misunderstanding, in the midst of not knowing what to do, in the midst of trying to go to another level, in the midst of embracing change, in the midst of not getting your way, in the midst of being emotional, in the midst of being carnal-minded, in the midst of not doing the things that God have called us to do, God wants us to praise him. Feed him. Feed him. Because he's going to show up. He's going to dwell with us when we don't lean to our own understanding. What do he mean, God mean, when he says he inhabits the praises of his people? See, praises, when we praise God, it means telling or otherwise expressing, hallelujah, how wonderful and great that we believe God is. And we're showing him how much we love him. We're showing him that he's God. Amen. You might have heard the phrase before, possibly as an encouragement for to actively worship God in church. You may have said, okay, it's worship time. But I believe that we should live in worship. Because when we live in worship, God is always being fed. Amen. God is always being fed. How many know that our spirit man has to be fed? And God is a spirit. And then the Bible says that we have to worship him, what? In spirit. So in order to worship God in spirit, to get out of this natural flesh, we have to get beyond what's comfortable for us. Amen. We might say, I don't sing. We might say, I don't dance. We might say, oh, I don't clap my hands. Listen, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. There's no limit on God. And the only limits that we have are the limits that we put on ourselves. Because God is all that we need. Connect our faith. Connect your faith. Hallelujah. Connect your faith. And when we begin to worship and praise God, begin to see the Lord being fed, begin to see the Lord being functional in your dealings, begin to see the Lord causing those angels to come forth, begin to see the angels all around you, begin to see the angels going out, getting your stuff. They're on assignment and they're waiting. They're waiting for us to send them, because they've been given charge over us. And some of us got angels that's fat and huge. Why? Because they're not activated. So when we sing, when we pray, when we praise, when we teach, when we get into the presence of the Lord, some angels are right there. They're right there. And they're waiting to serve and to do what God have ordained them to do. Amen. So we want to lean not to our own understanding. We want to understand that there's some power that's working in each and every one of us. And it's the power of God. Because if you say, I believe, come on somebody. You begin to say, I believe what he told me. I believe that the word is true. I believe that there's nothing too hard for God. I believe that his word is true. Push into his presence and get the heart of God. Get the mind of Christ. And understand that he inhabits our praises. We begin to feed him. We begin to worship. You can shake everything off. It's not like God. See, he sits as a king upon the praises of Israel. Can you imagine? King of glory shall come in. He'll come in. He'll come into your situation. He'll come into your circumstances. And he will rule and he'll super rule. And he'll not only rule, but he'll take over. I say, attention, everybody. Be at attention. See, the actual Hebrew they use the word kadash, kwadash. It's an adjective for God that strong in the strong concordance saying it means holy. It means sacred. Amen. And it means to sit, remain, dwell. God wanna dwell. Yasha is the same word that's used in Genesis 4 and 20, where the Bible talks about a man named Jabal, who is the father of those who dwell in or inhabit. So live within tents and have livestock. See, praises come from the Hebrew word, and I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, Tehila, which means praises and songs of praise. Sing your song. Let the atmosphere be created by you singing your song, by you doing your worship. Pick up your feet and do your dances. You know, the translation using the word enthroned or sit, dwell, draw, or the same concept when a man would sit as upon a king's throne or at a place of honor at the table, at akin to a dwelling place, a place of rest. So then the phrase means God inhabits, God rests. God rests in our praises. God dwells in our praises. His people, when we begin to sing, when we begin to give admiration, when we begin, see, God, he wants us to give him the glory. And see, that's what the enemy, if you notice, what the enemy attacked the most, he started getting upset when we give God the glory. So in the midst of your pain, I want to encourage you. In the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your not understanding, in the midst of your hunger, your thirst, to do what God called you to do, give him some praise. When they lie on you, give him some praise. When they talk about you, give him some praise. When you all and you feel in some kind of way, go and give God some praise. Feed him, because what you're actually doing, so you may understand, you're feeding him and you're feeding oneself. It's almost like when you use your holy language. The Bible says build up your holy faith. Well, you begin to build up your spirit man when you go into worship. Not only are you building yourself up, you're feeding God. And not only are you feeding God, you're creating an atmosphere. And not only are you creating an atmosphere, you're slaming, you're crushing demons. They'll flee. Oh, yes. They can't stand the praise. They don't like the worship. They don't even like you talking about God. What you're actually doing is you're being God in the earth realm. You are God in the earth realm. And is there anything too high for God? So understand that you are a little G. Oh, yes, you are. Don't think it's robbery. You're a little G. The Bible tells us we little G's. So when you have a baby, guess what? That's a little you. So because we belong to God, guess what? We're little G's. So God have done everything that he's going to do. We just got to get the revelation on what he wants us to do. We just got to get an understanding on how he wants us to do it. We just got to get a leading on where he wants us to go. Amen? It's already fixed, people of God. So I say to you today, stay at attention. Don't slip. And if you do, I promise you that we stand on the promises of God. Hallelujah. It's yes and amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There's nothing too hard for him. Amen, amen, and amen. Let everyone that have breath, let us begin to praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Well, with that being said, I'm going to release you off the line, and I'm going to say to you, just say yes and amen. Let the Lord dwell within. Let the Lord become who he wants to be in your life. And just understand that you are a little G, and God wants you to operate and be activated in the things of the kingdom. So in the name of Jesus, we decree it to be so. God bless you. Have a blessed rest of the day. Go with God's speed. I believe what he told me.
doesn't